Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 19th. Israel has carried out a military strike inside Iran in retaliation for last weekend's attack. An American official told CNN the US was given advance notice of an Israeli attack, but didn't greenlight it. CNN's Jeremy Diamond has more from Tel Aviv.
There appear to have been at least two targets of this Israeli strike overnight. The city of Isfahan, where there is a military base, reports of explosions in the area of that military base, but no reports that the nuclear facility, which is also in that city, was hit in any way. Separately, one Iranian official is confirming that three drones were intercepted by air defense systems in the area of Isfahan. But there's no question that overall, there is clearly an attempt by the Iranians to downplay the significance of this, to not even fully acknowledge that Israel carried out some kind of attack inside of Iran. And for now, a regional intelligence source is telling us that this tit-for-tat between Iran and Israel is effectively over, that Iran does not appear to be inclined to respond at the moment.
Israel has not claimed responsibility or commented publicly, and Iran did not make any allegations about the source of the drones. Now that the 12 jurors have been selected for Donald Trump's hush money trial, the prosecution is expected to start making its case against the former president next week. CNN's Bryn Gingras is outside the courthouse in New York, and we asked her what we can expect next.
Joe, Monday we are expecting to see opening statements in this historic trial, and then the prosecution will call its first witness. We know Donald Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen is on the list for the prosecution, also adult film star Stormy Daniels, among others who will likely be called to the stand. But we don't know who will be first, because the prosecution has already told Trump's defense team they won't hand over the schedule of who they'll call to the stand, concerned that Trump will post about them on social media. The move, which the judge allowed, signals what can be a contentious few weeks once this trial gets underway. Trump expected to be in court every day for the trial, which is expected to last up to 2 months.
The Biden administration is expected to announce changes to an important civil rights law today. Title IX bans sex discrimination at federally funded schools, and it will now be expanded to protect students who are or were pregnant. The White House has also stated strongly that the law protects LGBTQ plus students after the Trump administration de-emphasized their inclusion. The administration is also changing Trump-era guidance around how sexual assault and harassment complaints are dealt with. Under the Trump rules, colleges have to hold live hearings with cross-examinations of both parties involved in accusations, and critics say it discourages victims from coming forward. The new change will give universities the option to hold private meetings with anyone involved instead. Russian strikes in Ukraine killed at least 8 people overnight, including 2 children. And Ukrainian emergency services say the number is expected to rise. It comes as lawmakers in Washington are about to hold the first vote on an aid package for Ukraine, which Ukraine has described as critically important to their fight against Russia. And former Vice President Mike Pence had a bleak warning for what Russia's leader could do next if he wins in Ukraine.
I have no doubt in my mind, having met Vladimir Putin, that if Putin were allowed to overrun Ukraine, it would not be long before he crossed the border of a NATO country where our men and women in uniform would be required to fight.
Last year's record heat led to record hospital visits in parts of the U.S. More on that next. Just like temperatures last summer, heat-related health emergencies reached record high levels in some parts of the U.S. CDC data shows the vast majority of those ER visits last year, for things like heat stroke, heat cramps, and sunburns, peaked in July and August. Last year, all parts of the U.S. experienced at least one day where the rate of heat-related ER visits hit an extreme level, meaning they topped 95% of the average rates from the 4 previous years. That's all for now. I'll be back at noon with more news.